All right. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with host Eric Schein. And on today's program, we're having on David Swanson from AfterDowningStreet.org. And David Swanson is a Washington director of Democrats.com and co-founder of the AfterDowningStreet.org Coalition, a board member of Progressive Democrats of America, and of the Backbone Campaign. He serves on a working group of United for Peace and Justice. He has worked as a newspaper reporter and as a communications director, with jobs including press secretary for Dennis Kucinich's 2004 presidential campaign. His website is www.davidswanson.org, and that's David, D-A-V-I-D, Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N.org. And you can also go to afterdowningstreet.org to find out more information. But on davidswanson.org, you'll find a quick bio and also his resume. But one of the key topics we want to talk about today is there's so many things you could talk about. I mean, this guy's been in the thick of it. He's been fighting the good fight, so to speak, for quite some time. One thing that caught my eye from going to his website was debtslavery.org, which he had run as a coordinator from March 28, 2005 to April 15, 2005. He worked as a coordinator of a coalition opposing the bankruptcy bill in the U.S. House of Representatives. He was hired by Democrats.com and managed a website at debtslavery.org. And my own personal experience with the changes in the bankruptcy bill, even as a federal and military officer coming out of a federal and military service academy, congressional and presidential appointments, coming out of Kings Point, which is a sister county to West Point, Annapolis, they're using these changes to go after our military and federal personnel. And we'll be right back right after this initial break with David Swanson. But in the second hour, we're going to have some of the people from Freedom Law School, Payman, who is the president CEO of Freedom Law School, and also Joe Bannister, who was a special agent in the IRS, and also Steve Hemphley from the Free Enterprise Society. And if you don't know, that Justice and Freedom Conference is coming up March 9th through the 11th, and it's out here in Irvine, California. And Steve Hemphley, who will be up in the second part of the second hour, after we have David Swanson for the first part, let me throw out that number, 800-313-9443. We will try to get in some calls, but we're going to be trying to get out a lot of information in these 2 hours. So, but we will try to squeeze in some calls. He was a director of Free Enterprise Society. We'll show why the IRS says the income tax is based on quote-unquote voluntary compliance and has never produced a law requiring Americans to file and pay an income tax. That's in the second hour. But the first hour, after DowningStreet.org. And this is about some of the memos that came out and surfaced, from Downing Street about the lead up into launching the war in Iraq. And many people are starting to figure out that, you know, this was well planned, well in advance, and it's not just a couple months or years. We're talking 10, 15, 20 years or more. And we'll get into some of that, and more importantly, impeachment when we get back. 800-313-9443.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
All right, we're back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And we have holding in the green room David Swanson. And I want to mention real quick, and again, you can go to his site, www.davidswanson.org. As far as employment, he's got information up here about debtslavery.org, who he had worked in association with, International Labor Communication Associations. He was a media coordinator from May 2004 to March of 2005. And I'd go into a little bit more of that, but we've got a lot of important topics to talk about. Probably the most important, most critical, is impeachment. He was also involved in RedefeatBush.com. He was a communications director there for a campaign to register new Democrats in swing states. He was also Dennis Kucinich's for president campaign press secretary from September 2003 to February 2004. Acorn, he was communications coordinator from November 2000 to September 2003, Bureau of National Affairs, labor reporter, Culpeper News reporter and online editor, Cardin Jennings Publishing, compositor. His education is communications training, 2001. Going back a little bit, he earned his high school diploma in Herndon High School in Virginia, in Herndon, Virginia. He eventually got his, I'm working kind of, you know, leaving out a bunch, but he got his master's in philosophy from University of Virginia. And I can go on. There's so much more. But most importantly is he is an advocate, an outspoken individual, a voice of reason who's been out there for some time. And if you haven't heard about afterdowningstreet.org, you need to check it out on the web. But I want to go ahead and welcome David Swanson to the program, and hopefully he will fill in or correct me on any of that, but go right into talking about impeachment and some of the other issues he wants to go ahead and bring up. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming. So tell us, impeachment. Is that the one topic or issue that is the forefront of your mind right now, or are there other?
It is, and I think it should be of many people, and I think that the majority of us who favor it, more of us should be out there doing something about it. And you know, I think we have a window of opportunity in the next few months. I mean, I can't say exactly when it ends, but but we have this eternal election season now, you know, and the November 08 election is going to loom larger and larger as we get through this spring and summer. If we don't get impeachment up and moving soon, it's going to get harder and harder to do it, and we need to do it. Even if this were January 09, I would want to do it.
You know, let me throw something in real quick, too, because I'd like to hear what you have to think about this. Is one of the issues I've been trying to raise myself and really get out there is the 22nd Amendment. They see that the 22nd Amendment is a cornerstone to an imperial presidency. It was put in place in 1951 after FDR served into four terms. Bill Maher has been out there eliciting his, you know, opinion or espousing his opinion on what he feels about the 22nd Amendment and that it should be, you know, rescinded. So that, well, then we could have Bill Clinton run again or George Bush or whatever, which is, you know, absurd. Out of 300 million people, you can't tell me that we don't have anyone, probably at least a million people, if not 10 million or more, that could do a better job than, you know, this individual and other individuals. But we don't need a dynasty or a system of royal families. And at some point, Bill Maher is not the only individual. Even McCain and Frist, early out on the presidential campaign trail, were telling people to write in the name of the president rather than vote for them. They're saying, look, don't vote for us. What we want you to do right now is go ahead and write in the name of the president. They were trying to get popular support to basically undo, and you know they've undone the first, second, third, fourth. I mean, you go through all the amendments. They've attacked the Constitution, even the Declaration of Independence. This president and his father have probably more fealty to the crown of England than to the American people.
I think the Third Amendment is still standing. The rest of the Bill of Rights is pretty well shut.
Right. Well, I think you probably saw the one by Keith Olbermann, where he went through and actually was chalking them all off, and I think I think the third was one that he said was still standing somehow.
Well, you can't have soldiers force their way into your house and stay the night. You know, no quartering of troops in your homes, and that, as far as I know, that's still standing.
I beg to differ on that. It actually, and I could go into a couple examples, but because they do it in such a an interesting or unique or such convoluted way, but it is in direct violation of the Third Amendment, where they've got, rather than paying for the troops, and I mean, you've seen what's happened with Walter Reed Hospital, right? Rather than paying for their proper care and treatment and even pay, people are having to take them in their homes. And that really is, if you think about it for a minute, it is kind of a violation of the Third Amendment.
Maybe so. And a lot of vets, even Iraq War vets already, are without homes. I mean, are on the street.
Yeah, 50% of the homeless are you know, veterans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a disgrace. After you support the troops, meaning support our war, but you don't support the veterans, and you don't support the majority of Americans who aren't troops. So the idea that any of this is about supporting anyone is just so offensive to me, and yet this is what the Democrats are all caught up in trying to work their way around in Congress now.
Well, you also understand too that Blackwater now has the largest standing army, you know, private army, and also the largest military base in the world. And at some point, when you start to compare that with what happened in Nazi Germany, you know, with it wasn't Martin Bormann. I'm trying to think of who the individual was. He'd actually been Hitler's right-hand man. He'd actually set up, I don't think it was the Brown Shirts, it was another faction within. And he had, they were basically a bunch of privates, for want of a better word, you know, privateers. And they had set up this, you know, a force of troops that was basically marching around playing games with the populace. They have that in place already now with Blackwater and a bunch of these mercenary groups that they've created under, you know, corporations.
Yeah, it's a huge part of the war in Iraq. And, you know, that we talk about the British troops pulling out, but there are more mercenaries in Iraq than there are British troops in Iraq. You know, I don't know that Blackwater has a larger army than the United States.
No, the largest private army.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. clearly. And there's a great book on them out just recently called Blackwater by Jeremy Scahill, and they are, you know, incredible. It's an incredible shift without any public debate or congressional debate over this policy, which is how most things have been done. And you know, I just saw today that the Secretary of State has announced that if Congress passes the proposals they're discussing to restrict the war in Iraq, the president will ignore the Congress. So, you know, at some point, I wonder how much sense there is in all of the minutiae of this debate of how we're going to change the standards for the troops and the restrict how the war in Iraq is fought and so forth that's going on in Congress. When the White House is openly advertising that it will simply ignore whatever Congress does. And in fact, there was this proposal from Jack Murtha that he may be backing off of because of assaults from Republicans and Fox News to require that troops be rested and prepared and equipped when they're sent to Iraq, with the idea that this would somehow limit the number of troops that could be sent. And
yeah, but
yet this has been done.
You know,
Congress has done
this. Well, you know what's
I'm sorry,
and I hate to throw in, but you know what's real scary about that is that at some point when you really think about Murtha's proposal or, you know, act of Congress, whatever, statute that he's trying to get presented, passed, it goes into actually setting up the requirements because the military can't meet it, and all of a sudden they have Blackwater standing by who can. And literally, to some extent, it hands it over, whether Murtha realizes what he's done, and I don't believe he's, you know, of that mind. At some point, he's working right into many of the games that they're trying to play, to where now, rather than having our own public service military that's done at cost, not for profit, is turned over to a bunch of mercenaries.
Well, that's a danger in that proposal that I hadn't even thought of, you know, but this is these restrictions that Murtha is proposing, Congress has done in recent years, has passed as law of the land, and the president has reversed with signing statements saying, I'll have troops stay as many days as I feel like, I'm the president. And so, you know, but it's playing into their games because it's playing games. You know, you start wars with this kind of sneaky, secretive gamesmanship. You end wars simply and openly and honestly by ending the wars because, you know, you don't have corporate power behind ending wars. You only have public pressure, and the public wants a straight story and needs Congress to say simply, we're going to end the war by ceasing to fund it. And then when the president continues the war, we can see whether Congress works up the nerve for impeachment or not. But we're a few steps back from that now. We're at the point where we need impeachment to kickstart Congress to do anything else, including moving to end the war.
Well, and if he's going to ignore Congress and he's ignoring statute, you know, and amendments and everything else, let alone the Constitution itself and the Declaration of Independence, what would stop him from ignoring the 22nd Amendment under martial law or military rule to where he says, look, you know, we're in war and I can't allow an election to occur? It would show to the enemy, you know, weakness on our part if we go ahead and change leadership now. He's already said that openly. I mean, he's got that opinion, and so does Cheney. But we'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program In the Zone with David Swanson from AfterDowningStreet.org, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program In the Zone, host Eric Schein with David Swanson from AfterDowningStreet.org and also DavidSwanson.org. And David, real quick, I you know, with everything going on, whether it be depleted uranium, environmental issues, you know, stuff, some of the stuff that is it Robert Kennedy who's fighting with Riverkeeper and has been out there for a very long time fighting that. Even some of the stuff that Nader has fought and has continues to fight, the veterans issues, Walter Reed, you know, I guess the destruction of our own roads and highways and infrastructure here in the United States, where we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas, the North American Union, the SPP, all of these various things that are clearly targeted at taking down the United States to some extent and dissolving the sovereignty, doing away with the Constitution, doing away with the rule of law, doing away with the amendments, doing away with the Declaration of Independence, and moving into, and people need to understand where they're trying to take us, into the North American Union, which is a, you know, they're using NAFTA and a lot of these free trade agreements to basically upend and flip the Constitution. Just like the Constitution took the original 13 colonies that were corporations and said, hey, no, sorry, this is our land, this is our resources, it's under our control, our rule of law. We declared that in the Declaration of Independence and made it more firm in the Constitution and Bill of Rights and statutory extensions therefrom. And now these, and a lot of them are royal families from Europe. I mean, even the Queen of England is involved, the King of Spain is involved, Netherlands and more, where they're actually coming in and buying up public trusts here within the United States, interstate and interstate highway systems and more, toll roads, and they're trying to literally economically redevelop the United States. And much of the war is about that, and the only way to stop or confront any of this, no matter what your issue is to first and foremost impeach and end this war.
Well, I certainly agree with putting impeaching and ending this war at the top of everybody's agenda. I don't know anything about the plot you're talking about, so I can't really comment on it. But, you know, there are so many grounds for impeachment that you know, the impeachment movement has a hard time holding together because everybody's got a different favorite reason for impeachment. And yet
we
ought to be all united in if we don't impeach this president and vice president, and clearly it's the vice president who's running the White House, we're taking impeachment out of the Constitution. We're saying from here on out, it's going to be okay to lie us into wars, to spy without warrants in violation of the law, to throw out habeas corpus and detain people without charge and torture and murder, and to rewrite the laws of Congress with these so-called signing statements so that we no longer need a Congress. We'll just have a president who will be a monarch. You know, if we don't impeach, we're going to be in for the same and worse from future presidents of whatever party or gender or race. You know, I don't care who it is. It's a question of what standards we're setting for them. On top of that, we have the problem that if we don't hurry up and impeach now, the destruction that this administration is going to wreak in the next 2 years, you know, a quarter of their term, is going to be catastrophic. We're going to see the continuation of one war, probably the initiation of another one, which is in some ways already underway, according to Seymour Hersh's latest article. And if you're concerned about global warming and think that we might want to reverse our policies within the handful of years that scientists think we had better, throwing two of those years down the drain seems a bit reckless. And so there's, you know, 18 different reasons why it's urgent to impeach.
Think of how much fuel and lube oil is being used over there in the war right now, and they're inflating the price because of the war. It's actually taken, you know, oil, crude, off of the market. But then Bush is also saying, well, and we need to pump up the National Strategic Oil Reserve and take $40 billion more off the market and put it into, you know, hidden reserves that only I know about.
All of which means massive profits for oil corporations, which have benefited more than anyone else from this war. It's this stuff is only secret in that it's not talked about on our televisions. These plans were laid out for Defense Secretary Cheney in the early 90s by Wolfowitz and others, and published in the year 2000 by the Project for a New American Century. I mean, this is about controlling the Middle East and its oil and the power and the profit that go with that. And it's quite open, and yet we don't talk about it. And there are a lot of Americans who don't know what's going on and actually still believe that we're over there because Saddam Hussein attacked the World Trade Center and stockpiled weapons of mass destruction. So,
right, which is absurd.
Well, it's absurd to anyone who's paid any attention, looked up anything on the internet, read, listened to any good radio shows, read any newspapers from Europe, and so on. But there's a third of America that doesn't know this stuff, and that lines up fairly well with the percentage of Americans who support the president's policies. So, you know, to some extent, there's really a divide of information more than of principle here.
Right. And I want to, when we come back, I want to talk to you about a poll that was recently on the Sci-Fi Channel. And I think you'll find this amazing if you haven't already noticed it yourself. We'll be right back. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with guest David Swanson, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, we're back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And on the program, as our special guest, we have David Swanson. And David, real quick, I alluded to this before the break. It was a poll that was on Sci-Fi Channel. I try to gather information from anywhere and everywhere I possibly can, even like Elizabeth de la Vega's book, U.S. vs. Bush, which you have a little bit of knowledge on and you can talk about in a minute here. But they had a poll, and it was, I don't know if you know, they've resurrected the old Battlestar Galactica show that Lauren Green was on back in the day, where they had these, you know, Cylons, these robots or whatever, that were trying to take over the universe. And now they've come out with a much edgier version. But on there, and it was very disturbing, there's this individual who is a human. He's not from the planet Earth. It's from this other planet where they're living, and they're trying to find Earth. But they had a poll, and he's basically is a traitor. He's turned against and was actually working with the robot, you know, species or whatever, to try to injure these the humans. And so they want to basically hang the guy, you know, for treason. And in there, they ask, are his crimes so heinous that, you know, do you feel that he deserves a trial? And the very first question was, yes, all people should deserve a trial no matter what they've done. Second question was, no, his crimes are so heinous, he doesn't deserve a trial, he should be put in prison for life. And then the other one was like, you know, basically hang the guy now, shoot him, whatever. And people don't understand how disturbing that is, because what they're doing is they're polling the American people to see if there's enough idiots and morons out there that are pro-war who will back, if they go ahead and pull the plug on the economy or launch against Iran and start to, like, grab people and put them in prisons, like they did in Nazi Germany, they want to see if there's a sufficient amount, just like in Nazi Germany, who were, quote-unquote, good Germans, who would simply do as they are told. You know, and so they're polling using the Sci-Fi Channel in a popular science fiction program like that to see where we're at right now, if there's enough popular support so that if we do go into war, something happens, that, yeah, people will have that bloodlust and they don't care. They don't care what people are charged with. No, you know, put them in prison and let them rot. And this isn't about foreigners. This isn't about ADA. This is about our own federal officers and soldiers and citizens. I mean, that's how gravely serious what's going on is.
I couldn't agree more, and it matters what happens on, you know, entertainment outlets. You know, you've got the Army complaining that this television show 24 is leading
right
to soldiers in Iraq using the torture techniques they see on the television. Well, why should Americans all be watching these torture techniques? Why is that acceptable now? But, you know, there's also in the news recently this case of Jose Padilla, who the United States has wanted to charge with all sorts of crimes and has kept.
Yeah, they've bounced him around from one jurisdiction under one set of, you know, charges after another and changed it the whole time.
But it's now turned into a trial of the U.S. military's techniques of torturing and abusing human beings for years until they are driven insane. Because
this
guy's lawyers are now making the case that he is incompetent to stand trial because he has been driven insane by the years of isolation and sensory deprivation and torture. By, you know, and this is only reaching the courts because this guy, you know, has grounds as a citizen to stand trial. We've done this to hundreds of people who are not Americans or on American soil in Guantanamo and elsewhere. This is what we've come down to.
Well, yeah, we're justifying and redefining torture when we used to hold the line and say, no, we don't torture because we, A, understand it doesn't work, and B, we're smarter than that, and we can get the information we need without torturing people.
Right. Well, and, you know, torture doesn't get reliable information. Torture got some of the information that was used to launch this war. But, you know, the American people have not been strongly supportive of torture, and Congress, you know, although torture was already illegal under numerous statutes and the Bill of Rights and international treaties, Congress banned torture. I mean, famously, McCain put up a fight against Cheney, and the Congress banned torture, and Bush signed the bill, and then put out a signing statement that said, "Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and torture if I want to anyway,
whenever I need to."
Right, right. So, you know, Congress doesn't matter anymore. And then what did Senator McCain do? Shut the heck up. Not another word. Because you can't accuse the president of being an outlaw and ignoring the rule of law. And
especially when you want to be president yourself someday, somehow, even though McCain is, you know, basically a Manchurian candidate, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not a fan of McCain, but you could very well run for president by standing up against these crimes. But McCain wants to run within the party in which the Bush family has a great deal of influence, and he's spent the past 6 years kissing up to them.
Right, which is a war profit or a war party or a war profiteering party or a bunch of administrative pirates who wish to turn us all, just like under the Ferris Doctrine, what they've done to the military and turning them into property rather than, you know, citizens. They remain to be citizens with constitutional rights and protections. The UCMJ is only supposed to be a remedial administrative process, and at some point it's supposed to work both ways so that if a soldier has a grievance, he's got a system, you know, and go before a captain's master or whatever and have those grievances redressed. And then if not, they're not supposed to be blocked from, and no rights or privileges or property are supposed to be taken from them unless they go before an independent judiciary, just like the rest of us. But they're trying to turn us all into administrative citizens, no matter what rights or protections you may have. I'm a federal maritime officer. I went to Kings Point. It's a sister academy to West Point, Annapolis. We're protected under admiralty and general maritime law. We work on things called shipping articles that are akin to what U.S. ambassadors work under. American flag vessels are considered sovereign soil. You know, they fly the American flag. The captain on board is considered a representative of the United States, as are the other officers. And we have all these enormous protections that have been wiped clean to where they're carrying on administrative renditions, extraordinary renditions within the court system to federal and military officers and personnel who do have access or are supposed to have access to the courts, but they're holding us. Like, I've been myself by Homeland Security. They've been prosecuting me for the last 4 years for being depressed. Those are the charges they brought against me. And that's the kind of crap that's going on, where they're seizing medical records, falsifying medical records, attacking federal officers and military personnel. Within, you've heard of the admirals and generals that have just come out that are going to resign if Bush launches against Iran?
I don't know if I've seen names. I don't know if the names have come out, but I've seen
Times. And I think it's even up on your site. I think there's a mention of it up on your site. But the important point in that, those guys should not resign. They should be willing to stay in the military, and if they have to, as admirals and generals, do what Lieutenant Watata is doing and stand up and don't leave the system, because, you know, by leaving the system, they get replaced. And one thing I've been trying to bring out is the use of capo, or capos, like they used in the death camps and the prison camps in Nazi Germany. They would promote the most ruthless, most self-serving, the most cruel individuals to be trustees. You know, they're prisoners. They're trained by the SS. They're trustees, or a capo, or capos, and they would be in charge of the others, and they would steal and privileges and food and everything else from all the other prisoners and beat upon them. And that's exactly what they're doing, not only in governmental agencies and departments, but even within the corporations now. They're trying to promote, like Bernie Kerik was a perfect example of that, where they try to take this bootlicker to Giuliani, a chauffeur driver, a guy who has, experience with prison system, who didn't even have a high school education, from what I understand. And I know he didn't have a college education. I don't even think he had a high school education. He would have been better to serve time as a rock somewhere. They wanted to put him in charge of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Well, and you start to see that they're doing this intentionally. They're promoting people who are way out of their capabilities or abilities into enormous positions of power and trust, so that they will injure everyone below them.
Yeah, yeah, and it's about loyalty to those in charge. It's not about skill or ability or integrity, God forbid. And you know, it's wonderful to see this appeal for redress. You know, over 1,000 active duty troops, you know, petitioning Congress to end this war, and it's great to see people like Aaron Watata challenging this service and risking prison for it. But they put him on trial, denied him the opportunity to say one word about why he was opposing this illegal war, and flubbed it up so badly. And his attorney did such an outstanding job that they threw in the towel and declared a mistrial.
The judge came in as a litigator and tried to actually he disallowed him to form a defense.
He did, and when the defense appeared too strong, he declared a mistrial, and now they're going to try him again. So it's really looks like double jeopardy. It looks like they tried the case, they saw it was not going well, they said let's start over from the top. And that's not supposed to be legal, even in the military.
Right.
And
they're playing games. I don't know if you've heard of, I mean, the courts are a mess. I mean, even now they're talking about bringing in the cameras and technology into the Supreme Court. They're fighting it. Oh, we don't want to have our collegiate atmosphere disturbed. And, at some point, there's too few people on the Supreme Court. All cases should be reviewed to make sure that they're in keeping with, previous rulings and the Constitution. Now, basically, you're getting all sorts of lower level, whether it be district court or even circuit appellate decisions, that people are being exhausted out of their remedy, and appeals are not making their way up the chain into the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is picking and choosing less than 1% of cases to make to really change the face of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, it's abhorrent what's going on.
Yeah, and you had when Congressman John Conyers recently held hearings about these signing statements, and you had a deputy assistant attorney general from the Justice Department there who testified that the president was within his rights to rewrite any law passed by Congress up until the point that the Supreme Court ruled otherwise. And so when you make this point that the Supreme Court rules on a very small percentage of what's out there and takes its time about it, you're talking about the position of the Justice Department, of our top law enforcement officials, being that the president is free to make the laws.
Yeah, and he can
openly saying this. Openly.
Well, and even what was the one? But even what was the one about them saying that they could torture children and, you know, crush the testicles of a child if necessary in front of an adult, you know, to actually get information out of someone?
Right.
I don't know.
This is the position of the Justice Department and of the White House and of the lawyers who work for Cheney and Bush, that anything... anything is potentially permitted, but
right.
The president's power of unitary executive, which is, you know, another word for dictator.
Exactly. Thank you. And that whole concept of unitary government they've come up with, and some of this is coming from, like, you know, incidents that have happened, like with the Exxon Valdez, where this corporation, shipping company, and more, they broke up the federal fleet into little limited liability corporations for each vessel rather than having a fleet. And now they've taken that system of a unit or unitary type government where they could use the IRS, Homeland Security, or whatever other branch or department or agency to come after you and keep coming after you just as long as they don't do it all at the same time. I mean,
yeah.
To the point.
Yeah, and this president is asserting his right to eliminate agencies. You know, he controls the entire government. If he doesn't want there to be an EPA, he'll change it or he'll eliminate it. That's his right as president. It doesn't matter if Congress passed the law to create the EPA. You know, Congress is out of the picture. So.
Well, and they gave him, under fast track authority and all this other stuff, they basically dissolved their obligations under the Commerce Clause and abdicated everything over to the president. And even the judiciary has done this to some point where now, even in my own situation, U.S. Attorney's Office, Carol C. Lamb, who was also involved with the Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and the HCA in Columbia and, you know, false claims there where they stole billions of dollars from Medicare and Medicaid. Carol C. Lamb, U.S. Attorney in San Diego, filed a motion in my own situation declaring that administrative law judges, who are nothing but hearing officers from the executive branch, have judicial immunity somehow. And this is coming from, you know, U.S. Attorney's Office, which is, you know, Department of Justice. They are coming out and saying that executive officers, hearing officers like, you know, Keene, Hamilton, and others, are somehow immune from prosecution, even though they're in the executive branch, because they're just like judges.
Wow.
Somehow.
Yeah. Well, this administration has been, you know, outdoing what Ford did for Nixon. You know, they've been pardoning themselves, you know, before they're out of office. And in this, you know, recent Military Commissions Act, you have buried in there pardoning of Bush administration officials from potential charges of war crimes. And, you know, it's absolutely incredible. But, I mean, they still are going to great lengths to pretend to use legal language to do these things, you know, and they've not yet declared elections are over or any such thing, although they've clearly stolen elections.
Right.
So, but there's still this pretense that everything is fine, everything's going well, everything is according to the law, and the president is simply defending the Constitution against misunderstandings in the Congress. You know,
they're also going back to a strict quote unquote constructionist type point of view to where And this even goes into, was it Madison versus Monroe and some of the other cases going way back. But they're trying to resurrect the master and slave relationship with the majority of Americans and even foreigners to where you're either with us or you're against us. And they're not talking about Al-Qaeda. They're not talking about terrorists. They're talking about we the people. You either help us join the war party, or you're out there with everyone else, and we're coming after you, just like we're coming after them.
That's what they're doing, but that's the legacy of King George III, not the Constitution.
Yeah, exactly. Amen to that, brother. We'll be right back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with David Swanson from davidswanson.org or Downing Street, after downingstreet.org. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Eric Schein with David Swanson. And we've only got a couple minutes here, David, so I want to wrap up, but I want to throw something out real quick just to kind of let you know, like in my own situation, Homeland Security has come after me, brought charges against me for, quote-unquote, being depressed. They seized medical records, falsified medical records, put out a bolo, and more. Now they want me to, quote-unquote, represent myself, even though they've already, you know, had a summary judgment order put out that the commandant recently vacated. And remember, I'm not in the Coast Guard. I'm in a separate federal and military service, naval commission, and more. But the Coast Guard somehow is prosecuting me or has me under these administrative proceedings. The vice commandant ruled dismissing or vacating the order, And now, even though I was just found to be medically mentally incompetent for the last 3 years or whatever, and those are what they're trying to prove, I have to be my own counsel somehow. If they find me to be quote-unquote incompetent, then it goes to the issue of ineffectiveness of counsel. And it's just like, it's just absolutely absurd, the kind of BS that they're pulling. They're doing Salem witch trials. They're doing, you know, basically Kafka the trial, you know, from, was it Czech Republic under the USSR? And then same thing, Star Chamber, Spanish Inquisition. And these guys are literally torturing people in these administrative processes that are supposed to be remedial in nature only, but they're actually counter-prosecuting people to the point that they're willing to pull people out of civil court in violation of the separation of powers and destroy them, especially whistleblowers.
Yeah, well, that day, I guess they try people until they get the verdict thereafter. You know, this is what they do with these, you know, these commissions they set up to hear cases of prisoners in Guantanamo. They'll, you know, review it.
They've got
until
you
they
dead.
Get the answer they want. You know.
Yeah, they got you dead to rights, right? Literally.
Yeah, yeah, and
well, go ahead.
Everybody's heard about Joseph Wilson and Valerie Plame, but you know there are people all over this country who've been attacked by this administration for opposing
and Clinton and Clinton. I mean, a lot of stuff happened even under Clinton administration too.
Well, I was no fan of Clinton. I thought he was a horrible president. I actually wanted him impeached for some serious reasons. I couldn't care less about his sex life, but he looks like an angel now. Every previous president, and I would dig up Nixon at this point. I mean, we have never before had an administration like this one, this level
never.
Of blatant criminality. This is unprecedented.
The closest analogy would be Adolf Hitler.
We're not there yet, but that's the direction we are clearly moving in, and now is the time to stop it, not when everybody recognizes it as Adolf Hitler.
Right. Well, what about impeachment? Real quick, you got a couple minutes, wrap it up and plug your sites. And I really thank you for being on, and it's been a good conversation. Hope to have you back on again. And go ahead. You got a couple minutes there. You'll hear the music come up, and then we'll sign off.
Sounds good. Yeah, go to easy place to remember is impeach07.org. There's a huge coalition. Go there and get involved. Help pass resolutions at the local and state levels. Help lobby Congress. Help organize events and rallies and advertising and organizing and everything we can do to make impeachment happen. We've got bills passing through committees in the New Mexico, Washington State, and Vermont legislatures that can be sent to the U.S. House to initiate impeachment. So this is coming from the bottom up, from the city level, from the state level. We're going to pressure Congress to finally do what everyone is beginning to recognize needs to be done if we're going to get this country back on track. So whatever your priorities are, make impeachment your number one priority for the coming weeks and months, and anything else we want to get done will have a chance after that.
Well, and you need to do it as if your life depended on it, because it very may well very soon, if this is not stopped, shorten its tracks.
Amen.
All right, David. Peace and appreciate it. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone with host Eric Schein. That was just David Swanson from AfterDowningStreet.org and also DavidSwanson.org and Impeach07.org, I believe it was. We'll be right back. 800-313